Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is a heartbeat, the blood inside of my body, the life inside of my body, body. Everywhere I go.
Hello, everybody. This is Kingdom Empowerment Inc. Radio, and the program is Kingdom Key Spirit, Soul, and Body Series. How are you doing today? Today, we have a brand new topic. It is, from whom are you learning? Last week, I was able to discuss, teach by being examples to others. That is, we teach others by being examples. So on that light, we will follow and see what the Spirit of God will teach us today. But let's go ahead and start. Father, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving us so much that you sent Jesus to come and die for us. We thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. We bless you today. We give you glory, Lord. We need you in every area of our life. We need you in our family. We need you in our children. We need you in the world. We need you in every homes. in places around us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are going to be talking about who are we learning from. Very important. The source of your learning. There are so many things that we are learning, but from where, who is teaching? So important to us. And Paul talked about this in this book, especially, I would say most of the theme will be teachers or workers. You know, when you go to the Second Timothy, he began by laying the framework for Timothy's heritage, trying to let us know that he has a family, and the family was the foundation of his upbringing. And he talks about the gospel, and he began to talk about being loyal. Talks about a couple of people who have defected, and talks about how now to encourage Timothy to stay strong in the grace for which he has received, and talks about all kinds of people, right? All kinds of, I'm trying to finish up in chapter 4 with the same people who have abandoned the faith, and also Paul himself. So it's just so about teachers who we are learning from. We all know teachers are so important in our lives. Now let's see Second Timothy. If you've been following me this couple of weeks, you will see that it's been so hard to leave this book. I love it so much because it takes more. It tells me more of what I see. So it just what is apparent in the world, in Christianity, in the churches, in our lives, how we relate to one another, how we grow, and how we minister. Everything is just here. Now, when you go to, let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Let's see from verse 10. It says, but you have carefully, okay? He said, but you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, verse 11, persecution, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. And out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Verse 12, it says, yes, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Okay, if you want to be a true Christian, a true child of God, a true man of God, there will be persecution knocking on the door. Even though you don't ask for it, it will ask for you. It will come. There will be persecution when you go out, when you come in. Okay? It said, but verse 13 says, it said, but evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse. And why? Because they will not be satisfied. They will be keep asking, doing more evil, They will never be satisfied. They will be deceiving others, and they also will be deceived. He said, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and being assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them. Knowing from who you have learned them. And verse 15, he said, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Now we are talking about from whom you have learned from. Now, there are so many people that Paul has come across in his ministry. A couple of them here, he listed them. Now, if you go to that first, that very chapter, if we start from the very first verse, he said, but know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves and lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, right? Unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its powers. And from such turn away. See, so he gave some characters of certain people that Paul, that Timothy should turn away from. Okay, so don't learn from these people. Don't even copy their way of life, the way they operate, their characters. And he said, as from such people, Timothy should turn away. He said, verse 6 says, he said, for of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You can imagine the situation there. They are learning, but not always able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You know, Paul wants Timothy to watch out for men who will take advantage of these women. These are women, they have the eager, they have the desire to learn. They want to learn, they want to study, they want to grow. But they are taken advantage of by this category of men. You know, as new believers, we need to grow in our knowledge of the world, because ignorance can make us vulnerable to what? Deception. If we don't know, we can easily be deceived. There's no excuse. Ignorance is not excuse. So we need to learn. Now, from whom will you learn from? Are you going to learn from these categories of people that Paul has listed here with all these features, characters, way of life? slanderers, despisers of good, traitors. So it's always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. We cannot just be learning and learning and learning and not able to come to what? To growth as a new believer. We need to grow. We need to be able to see. We need to be able to feel. We need to be able to touch. We need to be able to discern. Now, when you look at, I will come back to that very chapter and book, but I want to quickly go to Hebrews chapter 5. Okay, Hebrews chapter 5. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. He said, for everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Verse 14, but solid food belongs to those who are full age, that is those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So as you learn and I learn, so we ought to grow, we ought to mature in the word of God from who you are learning from. So you learn from all kinds of people. You learn from people who have done great things in the life of maturity, relationship, people who have taken the word of God into their heart. They are focused on the word of God. For example, now he said to be what? Teachers. You know, there are some people, they don't even regard themselves as mature. They always look for other people to pray for them. They always believe that they don't have it. They believe they cannot even pray for themselves. No talk of praying for others. You will be amazed at what you can do with what God has blessed you with. Every time, always asking for people to lay hands on you, to pray for you, when you yourself ought to be teachers, ought to be praying for them, ought to be laying hands on them. But all the time, you're always allowing infants, babes, to pray for you. So it takes about two things. Either you are not learning from a good teacher, or you are not learning. You are not learning. He said, never able to come to the knowledge of what? The truth. Never able to come to the knowledge of, always learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You every time confusion, every time you don't know your right from the left, every time it's like the whole scripture is no, but there should be a time there is growth. You learn 1 + 1, tomorrow 2 + 2. There should be growth. Okay. Then let's go back to 2 Timothy chapter 3 now. He said, now as verse 7, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now verse 8, now as James and Jabez resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds disapprove concerning the faith, but they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all, as theirs also was. Describe as time progresses, people will begin to participate, or we are already participating in religious activities that lack power, that are empty activities, that have nothing to do with true relationship with God, individual faith in Christ Jesus. You know, this kind of religious activities provoke God's anger. So we are not to link up in common cause with these kinds of people. Be friends with all these kinds of people. So whoever we are learning from will tell our character. You see, we can hide our sin for a while, but eventually the truth will be revealed. So now, later, distraction, opposition, anger, or fatigue will wear us down, and our true heart will be exposed. You know, the trials of life will conspire against our efforts to maintain a religious front. We can't pick when and where we'll be tested by adversity. It will come when it's least expected. But we are to build our characters carefully, because if we don't, it will come out under stress. But we can build our character by living each day as if our actions will one day be known to everyone. It is useless in the middle of a test to acknowledge that we should have, so this is the time for us to change everything we would like to change, rather than wait for later time. Okay? So now that we have seen that there's going to be all kinds of teachers, he calls them false teachers. So there is the necessity to stress to Timothy for him to know from whom he have learned them from. From the very foundation, from his childhood, he learned it from his mom, Eunice, and his grandmother, Louis, who had faithfully taught him of God's words, directed Timothy to Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, we get our teaching, and the Spirit of God help us in our understanding. Because the Word of God, without the Spirit of God, it has no life. It's lifeless. It has no power to act. But the Word of God, empowered by the Spirit of God, becomes a living force in our lives. So, what we have received. So we need to hold fast to the pattern of sound words. Now you see in the Second Timothy and the second chapter, he said the things you have heard from me among many witnesses, commend them to men who will be able to teach others also. The things you have heard from me, so important. Who you are learning from, your teachers, so important. Can imagine all kinds of school and quality of teachers. We also tell on the performance of the student. There are those days in my school time, in my elementary school, junior school, and all that. There are times we don't even have math teachers. Can imagine the quality of students. Science teachers, no existence. Can imagine the quality of science students. So it will tell even the type of school, the type of teachers, the quality now. See, there are some, you will now find the so-called maths teacher, but do they really know it in depth to be able to pass this instruction to others, allowing the student to actually understand the concept relating to that very subject? Are they? Do they really understand what they are teaching? Very important. Not to talk of the Word of God. The Word of God requires the Spirit of God. Is the Holy Spirit apparent in the life of the teacher? Does the teacher recognize the power of the Holy Spirit? Denying the power of the Holy Spirit, the day of Pentecost hasn't gone and gone. The day of Pentecost is now, until we are caught up with Jesus Christ. The day of Pentecost is now. This should be emphasized in our teachings. The whole gospel coming from our teachers. Nothing should be set aside. Nothing everything should be taught. There's no area in the Bible that should be set aside and say, no, we don't want to teach this. No, every area is important. The whole part of the gospel from Genesis to Revelation should be taught. Hallelujah. The power of the Holy Spirit, nice, in the life of ours today. Holy Spirit is alive and well. Not denying the power in the name of Jesus. Very important. Hallelujah. So my time is up, so I just wanted to use this time to quickly encourage us that our teachers are so important in the way we experience our growth in the scheme of things. So we need to know from whom we are learning. Hallelujah. We love you. God loves you. See you next time.